Det er et faktum, at mange af os stadigvæk arbejder hjemmefra. Det store spørgsmål er, om din IT-sikkerhedsstrategi er opdateret i forhold til de nye måder at arbejde på. Mit navn er Elisabeth Sangild, Services Sales Specialist her i HP Danmark. Med mig i dag har jeg Distinguished Technologist fra HP Worldwide, Howard Roberts. I denne korte update fra HP Services vil vi tale om de udfordringer, vi ser hos vores kunder, om værdien af de sikkerhedsløsninger, som vi kan levere under paraplyen HP Wolf Security. Så Howard, IT security breaches are becoming daily news, and most industry analysts take the position that it is no longer a question of if an organization is breached, but when it will be. And it's not just the networks that are attacked, but endpoints indeed. And if they're not managed properly, they can be the weakest link in an organization's environment. Over to you, Howard. Can you give us a brief overview of what is currently happening in the world of cybersecurity?
Sure. Yes. So I think we have to look at things through the view of a pandemic, because the pandemic has changed the world radically, in more ways than one. Not just socially, but absolutely in the world of cybersecurity. And the reason for that is before the pandemic, most organizations just considered that if everything was inside the firewall, that was their responsibility, and that everything outside it was hostile. But now we've got huge numbers of people who are working from home, and they're using organizations' equipment, they're working with confidential data, and the most important thing is they're using networks that are no longer owned by the customer. You know, they're using home networks, they're using mobile networks. And what that means is these organizations, this view of inside versus outside, it's got to change. And that's mainly because home networks are kind of unmanaged, and that means they're generally less secure. You know, they're shared with smart TVs and games consoles and smart home devices, those kind of things. And organizations need to learn how to allow people to work in this manner, because home working isn't going away, but they still have to reduce the risk to the organization. And I've been using the word organization because this isn't just about businesses, but it's local government, it's central government, it's health authorities, it's education, it's charities, it's everybody's doing it. So, you know, everybody is in this position where the view of cybersecurity has to change from the inside is safe and outside is hostile to actually everything is hostile.
Yeah. So what are the specific threats to these kinds of environments?
Okay, well, so if you're working on networks that you don't manage, what that means is that hackers have got a much greater opportunity to attack, because there are so many different ways of getting at these devices. Because if you're sharing a network, like a home network, with insecure devices, like, as I said, you know, smart TVs and Internet of Things devices, those devices can be used as a host to attack other members of the network. And they can also do things like intercept network traffic. And because it's a home network, there's nothing else on the network to stop it. And because of this, I mean, there are some things we've seen. Business insurance premiums for cyber attacks, they're going up, you know, massively. And this is down to some of the kind of attacks we're seeing that lock up organizations' data in a kind of encrypted container, and then demanding payment for the key to unlock it, which most people will know as ransomware. And that's becoming a really significant problem for many cybersecurity teams.
Yeah. So ransomware, why is it such a threat?
Well, it's actually because it's quite easy for attackers to make money. You know, there's very low risk and a high reward if it succeeds, and it can be quite difficult to defend against. So one of the largest attacks recently was actually a US managed service provider. They were compromised, and there was a kind of cascading, or like a waterfall effect, that meant at least 200 of their customers got locked out of their own systems, the ones that the MSP managed. And because of the global nature of the business, this wasn't just in the US. As an example, there was the co-op, the supermarket chain in Sweden. They had to close more than half of their stores, I think the 800 stores, as a result of an attack on the other side of the world. So what we're seeing is that customers can't just rely on the old models of cybersecurity, and they can't just concentrate on new threats that we're seeing. You've got to do both, and they've got to deal with networks that they don't manage. And they've got to kind of embrace and work out how to operate securely in the hybrid world. And as I said, I think what the pandemic has showed us is that it's possible to work remotely and still be productive, and that employees have embraced it. So hybrid working and security of that is the future of what cybersecurity teams need to look at.
Yeah. And if all this is happening, what are the trends that the customers are looking for when they select an IT provider today?
Well, okay. Well, when they're looking for a provider, the main thing that they want is they want an established reputation for a supplier. And that's everything. That runs right through from secure hardware to engagement in industry bodies to contributing to the world of cybersecurity. They want a strong R&D background. And of course, the main one is the ability to support and maintain solutions. And the other one that we're seeing a lot is a very strong and secure and audited supply chain.
So could you expand a little bit on the example of the reputation piece? What is that?
I work for HP, so I use HP as an example. We've got some attention recently with a verified claim that we have the most secure PCs and the most secure printers. And it's not just an empty claim. You know, HP is one of the founding members of the Trusted Computing Group, which shows us there as a founding member on the web page. And that's along with Intel and Microsoft and IBM. This has been going for about 20 years now, this group. And the Trusted Computing Group is the industry body who's responsible for making sure that hardware can be trusted by software. So that's one example. We're also known for working with NIST. That's NIST, N-I-S-T. It's the National Institute of Standards in Technology. So although they're based in the US, they're kind of respected across the world for setting standards and benchmarks for technology. And security is a big part of the remit of NIST.
Mm-hmm. So could you give me an example of what we have been doing with NIST?
Yes. So one example is NIST needed to generate best practice and documentation around securing multifunction printers, because they're not just printers, they're kind of servers, multi-user servers. So HP was actually collaborated with NIST to help them produce that document, and it's about 250 pages when it was actually released.
Yeah. So you also mentioned the secure supply chain. Why is that so important?
A very well documented and audited supply chain, it means that it can be audited and verified so that we can be sure that every component which goes into our devices can be traced and can be guaranteed not to be compromised. And that's because if a malicious component gets into a device, it really doesn't matter how well you protect your data and your software, because if an attacker owns the device at a hardware level, software is not irrelevant, but it's much, much less important.
Yeah. So what aspects of support are customers looking for?
Well, from a customer's point of view, certainly in terms of hardware, what it means is device lifetime support. You know, we're not producing landfill electronics. We're not producing something that you use for 6 months and then it's either recycled or ends up being stuck in a drawer until you throw it away. Many organizations want at least a minimum period of support so that they can be reassured that hardware, firmware and software is actually patched by us and maintained, so that if a vulnerability does appear, it's addressed by the manufacturer. You know, they've spent a lot of money on this, so they want their investment protected. And that investment is often a lease, actually, or a managed service for multiple years. And when I say lease, we see that customers are looking to procure hardware and solutions in a lease or on a contract. And that's often to actually help them meet, you know, kind of non-security goals like a sustainability goals, and because it's leased, they still get access to latest technologies. So what we're seeing in terms of support as part of these contracts it's becoming an obligation on the provider to support and maintain the devices, and that includes security patches. So what that means for us is that we don't abandon our devices. And in fact, some of our printers are still receiving firmware updates years and years after the hardware itself has still been discontinued, because they're reliable and they're still in use, and customers need them supported.
Yeah. So what do you mean is that in the contract you will be obligated to continuous innovation?
Well, customers are actually writing that into their contracts. So in a managed service, they want the provider to look at how they can get more out of the solution or the platform they've bought into. And one of these is to protect themselves against emerging risks, because, you know, the hackers and the attackers all try to be one step ahead of the defenders. So the customers wants to make sure that in the contract we're agile and we're fast in terms of responding to those kind of threats. And that comes from innovation.
Yeah. So it's not just keeping the lights on. Could you give us an example of one of the innovations that you were talking about?
Yeah. Okay. So let's go back to ransomware, right? Because that's the big topic at the moment. Most of the time, those come in as a kind of booby-trapped email attachment. It's got a Word document or a PDF or a zip file that they try and convince the user to open. And once that file is opened, it activates a kind of a program. And what that program does, it searches, and this is in the background, right? The user doesn't know it. Once it's opened, it searches for all the data that user can access, whether it's locally or even on servers, right? And it encrypts everything with high-grade encryption, and then deletes all the original files. And what happens is a message will actually pop up telling the user been attacked, and it says you've been attacked, and it requests payment in Bitcoin or some other kind of untraceable currency before the hackers will actually give them the key to unlock the data. It's pure extortion, right? And that's why I said it's low risk for the attacker. So coming to innovation, HP developed a technology called SureClick. And what that does is that forces any email attachments which are open, it forces them to open in a secure container which the ransomware can't escape from. So of course the ransomware tries to encrypt everything it can see and pops up a message, but because that container is isolated, there's nothing to encrypt and the rest of the user's data is completely unaffected. We've got a really good response to that. A lot of people have actually taken up that technology, and that's really because people are still the weakest link in the security chain. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to innovate to help people to protect them from themselves. So, you know, we don't just deal with technology, we're trying to look after and innovate to protecting the human element as well.
Yes. So the human element is important, and our customers need a provider that understands all the elements in the security setup, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely. So let's give you an example. There's a zero-day vulnerability. Now, zero-day means that the developer or the creator of that software knew about the vulnerability for 0 days before it appeared, right? So it's found by someone else. So there's a zero-day vulnerability of the most serious type that has affected the print spooler in Microsoft systems, whether it's servers or desktop PCs. The risk of that of this problem is that the entire PC or the server can be completely compromised and owned by attacker. It's called a print nightmare. And it's a Microsoft problem. It's not a print manufacturer's problem. So even though it's not our problem, our customers came to HP and HP partners looking for help and for guidance. You know, and we've been at the heart of the office print industry for nearly 40 years now, since the first laser jet, kind of 1984. And with a deep knowledge of the environment in which our customers use those devices. So we're able to provide guidance and mitigation to customers to reduce the surface attack of this print vulnerability until Microsoft have been able to patch the problem and can get customers up and running again.
Yeah, sounds good. So IT environments and the risks to those environments change all the time. We know that. So how do the customers want a provider to respond to this?
I think the two most important things are agility and predictability. So let's look at that. The agility, the provider, you know, whether it's a manufacturer or a managed service provider or a reseller or a partner, they have to have processes that mean that there are patches, and they have to produce patches and bug fixes that work, right? And that's really important. There's nothing as bad as like issuing a patch and then finding it doesn't work and you have to pull it back and issue a new one, right? So you have to make sure they issue them that work first time and as soon as they're discovered or they're alerted to it. And that also means that there has to be a process for reporting to that provider and announcing vulnerabilities and fixes so that customers can be reassured that they're getting responding in the right ways to address potential problems.
Yeah. Howard, wrap it all up for us. What is HP's approach to all these security issues?
Okay, so a lot of these kind of technological kind of problems, you still have to develop a framework. So I would say it's about a framework. And from our point of view, the way we look at it, we develop secure hardware, and secure and trusted hardware. We're providing software solutions which allow customers to integrate that secure hardware into their environments. And then we develop processes to reassure customers that their environment using our devices remains secure. And to do that, and this is, you know, certainly in a technological point, this is very complex and increasingly complex. We need to innovate to try and simplify that complexity. So behind the scenes within HP, we're using concepts like machine learning and AI to track emerging issues. We develop software that will fix issues before the customer is even aware of it, and then notify them of the fixes that we've actually put in place. So, you know, so someone's changed the configuration on this particular kind of machine, we've set it back to how it should be, and here's a notification of what we did for you. I mean, we're even working with outside security researchers to challenge our approaches. So, for example, we've offered a bug bounty for researchers to find vulnerabilities in our enterprise printers. And we've wrapped all of this kind of a framework, this story, this technology in our character, the wolf.
Yeah, I'm sure lots of people have heard about the wolf. What's he up to these days?
Yeah, well, he's up to his usual tricks. I think the latest episodes are on the HP YouTube channel. And the message is still that lots of customers focus on network and server security, but endpoints are often forgotten about. You know, recognition is growing that endpoints can be attacked, and customers are looking for vendors and partners with a proven record of deploying and managing and supporting those endpoints, those PCs and printers. HP and our, you know, we've got some really valuable partners in our community. They've got significant expertise and capabilities that help customers protect themselves from people like the wolf. Because, you know, he might not see him, but he's out there. He's waiting for us.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Thank you very much, Howard, for giving us a great overview of the security issues that we are facing when working from home. Det var alt for os fra denne gang. Vil I høre mere om de specifikke HP The Wolf løsninger, så har vi lagt nogle små demofilm op her i chatten og på HP Virtual Viden. Men der er mere, så I er også altid velkomne til at kontakte mig. Tak fordi I så med.